For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Adventures in Collecting podcast. We are back with another episode of Premium Toyetic Event. So this week, Premium Toyetic Event takes us to AEW Revolution. Amazing pay-per-view, so much fun. Our first one of these where we were going to tackle AEW and Jazzwares regarding their pay-per-views. So establishing the rules as we usually do. So Dave and I will alternate with some picks. We will tell you the four superstars from AEW Revolution that we think should be made into action figures. So this takes into consideration their performance, their ring attire, how toyetic were they, how infrequently do we get action figures of these professional wrestlers. We take all of that into consideration, and we're going to give you our four picks of who we would love to see. Magic, Uncle Jeremy, Greg, all those guys over at Jazzwares take on for both the AEW Unrivaled, Unmatched, and Supreme, and now AEW Pay-Per-View lines. So without further ado, let's dive in to AEW Revolution, and let's hear the first pick from Dave.
So my first choice is going to be from the early match of the year candidate that happened before the other early match of the year candidate this past Wednesday, and that is, of course, Will Ospreay's AEW contracted debut. He had the long flowing coat with the fur and feathers and just the different colors on it, with the gear that was purple and green and gold and white and black, and it was just so well colored design and evoked royalty for the Aerial Assassin. So great match and a great way to represent it in figure form with Will Ospreay's debut gear.
So my first pick is coming from the night's main event. So of course, Sting's retirement match. And no, it is not Sting. It was going to be Sting, but then we got a really cool announcement that the AEW Walmart Supreme Sting is going up, and that kind of covers all of our bases, right? We get every version of AEW Sting we kind of really need there. So my first pick is actually it is a wrestler that we have gotten countless times so far as an action figure, very important member of the AEW roster. But his new character is something we have not yet gotten in figure form. So I'm really excited to get, Nicholas Jackson, one of the EVPs, And I'm just going to, I'm not even going to bother burying the lead here. My second pick is Matthew Jackson. So yes, Nicholas and Matthew Jackson, the Young Bucks, in their new EVP ultra heel roles. They had really cool contrasting outfits, ring attire for this. They came out in those sweet boxing robes. They've been parading around week after week in their suits. It's just really cool. I think this version of their character is a lot of fun. Their characters is a lot of fun. I love them as heels. Now, especially, I know we're only talking about Revolution, but like, especially now that, Okada's in the mix and, if and when Kenny comes back, he's going to have to deal with that situation. So just really cool to see them kind of chewing up the professional wrestling scenery as Nicholas and Matthew. I would love to pose them on a shelf, giving the EVP trigger. I love these two goofballs like this. They're super talented. They're a great tag team, and they're just eating it up, as these heels. So my two picks, it's a 2-in-1. You're getting both of them up front. Nicholas and Matthew Jackson from AEW Revolution 2024.
So my second pick is going to be from the AEW Women's Championship match. And I was kind of back and forth with what do I do with this from this match, because there's two great choices in here, right? But I think what I'm going to go with is I'm going to cheat a little bit and go with like a dream, let's call it a ringside exclusive 3-pack. Because you had Timeless Toni Storm in her gear with the weight belt and, all of the kind of things that go with Timeless Toni, but you had Mariah May in the classic Toni Storm gear. Of course, you had Luther. So, we've had a 3-pack of the Acclaimed. Let's get a 3-pack of Toni, Mariah, and Luther in there. Maybe even like a black and white variant or a Chase or something along those lines. But just really cool aesthetic with Toni Storm being mostly black and white and Mariah May in the old black and red Toni gear, and then Luther as a butler. So that is my second pick.
And there you have it, folks. That has been your episode of Premium Toyetic Event. Who did we miss? Is there somebody from the event that you would love to see get made into action figure form? Let us know. If you're watching this on YouTube, let us know in the comments below. If you are listening to us on your podcast feeds, find us on social media at AIC_podcast and find this post. Leave us a comment. Tell us who you think Jazzwares should tackle from AEW Revolution 2024. Thank you for tuning in, and look for more of these to come as more premium live events and pay-per-views happen from your favorite professional wrestling shows that have figure lines attached to them. So we're going to keep doing it because this is fun. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next time on the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.